No one is entirely sure what philosophy is. If that's not a reassuring first sentence in a book on 37 great philosophers, it's at least an honest one. There are three sorts of view on what philosophy is, and no broad agreement about which one is right. It's worth wondering about these three answers a little. Some maintain that philosophy is best defined by its abstract subject matter. Philosophy, as traditionally conceived, deals with the big three questions. What exists? How do we know? What are we going to do about it? The answers involve us in metaphysics, the study of the nature of reality, epistemology, the study of the conditions required to know something, and ethics, an attempt to say what it is to live a morally good life. These are distinctly human questions in the sense that it is hard to be human without wondering about them at some time or other. Great minds sometimes settle on them, think about them, and the result is philosophy. Some argue instead that one might philosophize about anything, that philosophy is best defined by a particular method. The method has a lot to do with careful and systematic thinking, giving reasons for conclusions and getting those conclusions into clear view. Anyone can have a view about what's right or wrong, but the view becomes philosophy if it is explicitly characterized, has some support in reason. Finally, some take it that philosophy consists in a kind of attitude or way of life. Distinctive of this way of living is a critical view of things, a refusal to accept what others accept without further reflection. It has got more than one great philosopher into serious trouble. Our exemplar here is Socrates, who thought that the unexamined life was not worth living. He not only thought this, he died for it.